Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, September 24th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Calorie. Leading off today, in a surprising move, chipmaker Qualcomm has reportedly been considering a full takeover of Intel. This comes via a new report from the Wall Street Journal that said although a deal is far from certain, the two companies have held talks on the subject. Intel is currently valued at $87 billion and has been facing a huge crisis over the last few years. The company's stock price has fallen by 60% this year alone. Intel lost Apple as a customer in 2020 when the Mac began its transition from Intel chips to Apple silicon chips built on the ARM architecture. Intel has also been disappointing PC customers with its latest processors. In 2023, Intel attempted to acquire Tower Semiconductor in an attempt to better compete with TSMC. TSMC is responsible for producing chips for multiple different companies, including both Apple and Nvidia. However, Intel's deal to acquire Tower Semiconductor failed to obtain regulatory approval. The Wall Street Journal notes that a deal between Qualcomm and Intel also has a high chance of being stopped by regulators. One possible way to get the deal approved would be for Qualcomm to sell assets or parts of Intel to other buyers. For example, back in 2019, Apple acquired Intel's modem division for $1 billion. But ultimately, the Wall Street Journal story highlights a growing trend where Intel still dominates the PC market with its chips, but it's clear that PC makers are increasingly interested in investing in ARM chips instead. Compared to the x86 processor, the ARM architecture is more efficient when it comes to things like energy consumption and thermals. Whether or not this deal between Intel and Qualcomm makes it past the talking stage remains to be seen, but again, it's just another sign of the changing PC industry. In other news today, earlier this summer, we talked about how watchOS 11 removes the Siri watch face from the Apple Watch in favor of the new SmartStack interface with live activities. As it turns out, watchOS 11 also removes four other watch faces from the Apple Watch. The chronograph face was one of the original watch faces that arrived with the first generation Apple Watch hardware, and it continued to exist alongside Chronograph Pro from watchOS 7 through watchOS 10. With watchOS 11, however, the standard original chronograph watch face has been removed, so now your only option is the more complex Chronograph Pro. The Explorer watch face launched with the Apple Watch Series 3 with LTE. Explorer has only ever been available on LTE-capable Apple Watch models, with an analog face that features three sets of red and white hand options. With watchOS 11, it's been removed entirely, with no replacement. Numerals has also been removed in watchOS 11. Numerals was an analog watch face that debuted with watchOS 6, featuring a numerical hour marker behind analog watch hands. Color and style were customizable, and it supported one complication, and the number moved around the hands of the dial. So for those keeping track at home, watchOS 11 removes four Apple Watch faces and adds two new ones. So if you do some quick math, you can see that we're actually down two watch faces compared to where we were with watchOS 10 last year. We are sponsored this week by Calorie. Calorie is the quickest way to count calories, track macros, water, and all of your food intake. Calorie features a simple and user-friendly design with an easy way to visualize all of your progress and deep integration with Apple Health, and it's fully ready for iOS 18. There's support for dark and tinted home screen icons, new widgets for the control center for things like scanning barcodes, logging calories, and more. There are also new app shortcuts, updates to the Apple Watch app, and improved animations. You can get started with Calorie today for free on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch by hitting the link in the show notes, or just go to the App Store and search Calorie, C-A-L-O-R-Y. My thanks to Calorie and Fun Media for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Running out today, Apple has released iOS 18.1 Beta 5 to developers, and it includes a few notable changes for iPhone users. There are improvements to Apple Intelligence, upgrades to the camera control on the iPhone 16, and more. iOS 18.1 Beta 5 is currently available only to developer beta testers. Apple released the first iOS 18.1 public beta last week, and we're expecting a new build with these changes sometime this week. In iOS 18.1 Beta 5, Apple has made further tweaks to Control Center. There are now two new dedicated connectivity toggles that can be added to Control Center, including Wi-Fi and VPN. So this means you no longer have to use the big connectivity widget in Control Center to access those controls, and can instead add separate toggles for the ones you want. There's also a new button that can reset Control Center to the default layout if you get in over your head trying to personalize the interface. This can be found in the Settings app under the Control Center menu. iOS 18.1 Beta 5 expands RCS support to a number of new carriers around the world, including CSpire and TracFone in the United States, as well as Telnet, Proximus, and Base in Belgium. iPhone 16 users will notice a new camera control option after updating to iOS 18.1. In addition to switching between the rear-facing cameras using the camera control, you can also now switch to the front-facing selfie camera. You can do this by opening the camera app, lightly pressing the camera control button to bring up the menu, then lightly pressing the camera control twice and navigating to the camera's menu, then swipe all the way to the left and you'll see a new selfie option. This change joins a long list of other camera control options for iPhone 16 users, including the ability to adjust zoom and exposure, control styles and tone, and more. With iOS 18.1 Beta 5 and macOS Sequoia 15.1, Apple has enabled support for dragging and dropping files between your iPhone and your Mac when using iPhone mirroring. So for instance, you can drag a file from the Downloads folder on your iPhone to your Mac desktop in one seamless click. This feature was showcased at WWDC in June, but was not available in the first iteration of iPhone mirroring that launched earlier this month. The last notable change in iOS 18.1 Beta 5 is that in the Notes app, there's now a dedicated Writing Tools button in the toolbar. Previously, Writing Tools was only accessible by highlighting all of the text and tapping Writing Tools in the popover menu. This new dedicated button in the toolbar makes Writing Tools significantly more discoverable and easy to access. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.